From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a delight it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our reading through and discussion of a little booklet that I have written entitled A Study in Bible Doctrine. This is the fourth week of our study and the final week of our study on this subject, and we've been taking the time to discuss this matter of sound Bible doctrine simply because of the fact that God wants us to have doctrine that's accurate. And 2 Timothy 3:16 teaches us that the Bible itself is a book on doctrine. In fact, the first purpose of the Bible is to teach doctrine. As 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine. And then it goes on to say, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But it starts with the teaching of sound Bible doctrine. So from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, the Bible is a book of doctrine, and right doctrine breeds righteous living, whereas wrong doctrine breeds unrighteous living. And yesterday and Tuesday, we looked at the question, what are the results of unsound doctrine? Tuesday, I shared with you what unsound doctrine results in from the individual Christian's perspective. Yesterday, I shared with you what unsound doctrine results in as it relates to the local church's perspective. Today, what is the result of unsound doctrine from God's perspective? Did you ever think about that? Well, think about it for a moment or two here today. You see, to be honest, only God knows how the falling away from sound doctrine affects him. I mean, we can understand certain things about God, but only God knows the innermost parts of his heart. Only he knows how it affects him when he sees his people or one of his churches departing from the truth. But we know for certain that he's not pleased. Neither is God glorified with unsound doctrine. It stands to reason that he has inspired his holy word through revealing it to 40 human authors spanning a period of over 1,600 years and has preserved the sacred scriptures in the face of many satanic attacks ever since it was written in 96 A.D. And so he must be very disappointed, dishonored, and disgusted with the way that some of his children have laid aside sound doctrine. God has given us his word so that we might know sound doctrine. Stands to reason that he's disappointed when we don't study the scripture and hold to sound doctrine in every element of our thinking. In fact, every time a believer or the ministry of the local church or some Christian ministry does not rightly divide the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, God cannot help but chasten and remove the testimony of that Christian, that church, or that ministry. Because God said in Psalm 138 and verse 2 that he has magnified his word above his name. And so, when an individual Christian, when the local church does not adhere to the unadulterated word of God and does not maintain sound doctrine, then God is not pleased at all. Each Christian each local church and each ministry must consistently endeavor to maintain diligence to learn, to practice, and to communicate sound biblical doctrine if God is going to be honored and glorified. If that effort is not maintained, then the reality of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5 becomes personal, as it says, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Now, beloved, I trust you remember that particular context. It's Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the church at Ephesus. And the church at Ephesus is the church that really left its first love. They purposefully walked away from their first love of Jesus Christ. And so Christ said to them, "You better repent and get back to loving me, or else I will remove your candlestick out of its place." Which means Christ was saying to the church of Ephesus, if you don't repent, I'm going to take away your testimony for me. That is quite a warning. That is a serious warning. It is the warning that if one of God's children, churches, or ministries falls away from sound biblical doctrine and does not repent of falling away from sound doctrine, then God himself will take away the particular testimony of that particular ministry or person. Now, beloved, that's very serious. It's very serious. Who would really want to stand before God knowing that they have despised the truth of God? Not many. Not any, as far as I know. But the sad thing is, many will stand before God, having departed from the truth of God, because they have not followed sound Bible doctrine. And so I ask you, my friend, what about you? What about you today? Are you certain that what you believe is according to biblical truth? Are you certain of that? How do you know? Do you follow your opinion or WDTBS? That is, what does the Bible say? Well, take a look at what you believe and what you are teaching, and compare each and every element of that belief and teaching with the Holy Scriptures. And if you are departing from absolute biblical truth to any degree, then repent of that sin. Confess it to God and get back on the right track, biblically speaking. If you do not, God will severely deal with you here on earth. And when you face him at the judgment seat of Christ, you will lose reward. Remember 2 John verse 8? 2 John verse 8 says, and I quote, "Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." May I repeat that again? 2 John 8. "Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Unsound doctrine has a negative effect upon the individual Christian, has a negative effect upon the local church, and certainly is not pleasing to God. God must deal with, and God will deal with, any Christian, any church, or any Christian ministry that does not focus on sound doctrine. What about you? What about you, Pastor? Do you teach and preach sound doctrine over your pulpit? What about you, dear Christian? Do you have the desire to get to know sound Bible doctrine? You know, we live in a strange way in many ways, or strange era in many ways. I'll put it that way. And what I mean about that is that the pulpit is designed to preach the unadulterated Word of God. And yet, many pulpits do not do that. You walk in the church, in the many churches today, and you will find that what you hear from the pulpit is a book report. In other words, the pastor read a book that another human being wrote, and he's giving a report over that. Or many times you walk into a church and what you hear is what I call a cupcake sermon. A sermon that looks good, smells good, tastes good, but has no real spiritual nourishment. Beloved, we need churches that have pulpits that are on fire with the unadulterated Word of God and teaching sound doctrine. Pastor, make sure that you do that. Person in the pew, pray that your pastor will do that. In fact, let's all of us as Christians pray that all who name the name of Christ as pastors will preach sound doctrine, and as people in the pew will study sound doctrine, so that we might see a revival in our churches and in our Christian lives. We will never see revival until we get to the point of recognizing, understanding, and living out sound biblical doctrine. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather around the radio, I'm going to conclude our study in this little booklet that I've written entitled A Study in Bible Doctrine. I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.